Picture, in your mind, your favorite wheat foods, a pasta dish, a loaf of warm bread, or a pizza crust. However you like to eat your wheat, the latest dietary guidance and expertise want you to make every bite count, including a mix of whole and refined grain foods in your diet. According to Cindy Falk, Kansas wheat nutrition educator, wheat foods, whether they are whole or refined, are part of a happy and healthy life. Both types of wheat foods give your body quality energy by providing essential nutrients like fiber, vitamin A, and iron. Whole wheat products, which contain the entire seed of the plant, have proven benefits for weight control, reduction in heart disease, and prevention of type 2 diabetes. Enriched or refined flour starts with the flour produced from just the endosperm, one of three distinct parts of the seed that contains protein. But some nutrients lost in the milling process are added back to the flour, in addition to fortifying flour with added nutrients like iron and folic acid. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans 2020 to 2025 recommended whole grains constitute at least half of total grains consumption, with refined grains making up the other half. The guidance also supports consuming enriched grains, especially those fortified with folic acid. The Grain Foods Foundation has outlined the research supporting how this mix of whole and refined grains is important to a healthy lifestyle. Grain Foods Foundation is a joint venture of baking, milling, and allied trade industries committed to nutrition education programming firmly rooted in sound science. The published consensus statement detailed the scientific studies linking greater whole grain intake to nutrition and other health-related benefits. Grain Foods Foundation also outlined the findings of a panel of nutrition experts who discussed the contributions of whole and refined grains to the diet. The panel concluded grain foods contribute nutrient density to the diet, meaning an increased amount of beneficial nutrients in a food product. The panel detailed how fortification and enrichment can help deliver key nutrients to the diet. For example, enriched grains are the top source of folic acid in women of childbearing age and have helped reduce neural tube defect rates by 36%. In 2011, the Centers for Disease Control named folic acid fortification as one of their top 10 public health achievements of the last decade. In the end, whether you are eating cereal, bread, rolls, or tortillas, make sure you include a mix of both whole wheat and refined or enriched foods to stay healthy and happy. Learn more about this research at grainfacts.com/research. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.